It's crazy at the minute, and it's going to get worse come the rally weekend. We have our own bank holiday weekend again. Last weekend, I think, was the bank holiday in the north, am I correct? And when you have such delays with the school buses, it's far too much pressure on the bus drivers alone, and you also have the children on the bus and their parents. So something has got to be done as soon as possible. This cannot be delayed any longer. There's been so much talk about doing different things, and I want to see that being implemented now. Yes, I still believe that the Bunagee Bridge is definitely something that needs to be done. And there are other proposals on there as well for other roads that can be widened and new roads made. And I would like to see something being done as soon as possible, because we cannot wait any longer. The children on the buses, some of them are non-verbal, and they get extremely frustrated when they're sitting in traffic. And we cannot have that, because it's extremely hard on the person who's on the bus, the S&A on the bus, and also the bus driver. The bus driver really feels the pressure. So with last week and the delays, the school was under pressure wondering where the bus was coming for the second, you know, the second run. So we cannot allow that, and parents were frustrated. So we can't have that anymore. There needs to be something done immediately.
And as you mentioned there, many people sit in the traffic, but it's the knock-on effect that it's having on these children, disrupting their entire day.
Yes, because they are children that need routine, and they know their routine, and we know their routine. And when they are taken off the routine, they just don't like that. And it frustrates them, and it leaves them with terrible anxiety. And we just can't have that, because when it's a knock-on effect with one child gets upset in the bus, it's a knock-on effect with all of them. So it just can't be allowed to happen anymore. I know at this stage that we're in a very, very short time frame in regards to the Donegal Rally. But listen, the Donegal Rally has been happening every single year. And the bank holidays are every single year at the same time. Yet there is no provisions made for any of this in the way of traffic. And with the new road going in there from the Dry Arch roundabout into the Polestar roundabout, that is the main artery into the town. There is no other outlet for them. And we're running into the same issues and the same problems all over again, years and years and years later. Something has got to be done. The likes of the Bunagee Bridge has been talked about for years and years and has still never been implemented. Fianna Fáil has been in power for years and they still have never put the money into Donegal. And I think everybody at this stage is just sick and tired of the nonsense. Please, please get the proper implementation of the money to Donegal and let's spend it on our road, especially in that Letterkenny circuit that we need to relieve the flow of traffic there. And also, there's plenty more roads in Donegal that needs it as well. But in the main heart of the town, all of the traffic has been put straight into the Polestar roundabout, and that's where the traffic veers off. So it needs to be done, it needs to be implemented, and all of the ring roads that have been mentioned that I know of and the proposals, they have got to be done as well. And that way that will alleviate the pressure in Letterkenny, and it will also allow to expand on both sides of those roads.